In this bulletin, New South Wales toughens coronavirus restrictions as the state records 44 new COVID-19 cases. National Cabinet to meet today to discuss vaccines. And in sport, Nick Kyrgios pulls out of the Tokyo Olympics as the Games decides to go spectator-free. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging residents to come forward for testing in greater numbers as the state recorded 44 new COVID-19 cases. 29 people were infectious while in the community, which is concerning the health department that case numbers will rise in the days to come. There are currently 43 cases in hospital and 10 people are in intensive care with a patient in their 20s on a ventilator. Ms Berejiklian has issued a grave warning that Australia needs greater vaccination rates to fight the Delta variant.
So please do not think that the New South Wales government thinks we can live with this when our rate of vaccination is only at 9%. Because if we chose to live with this, while the rates of vaccination is at 9%, we will see thousands and thousands of hospitalisations and death.
Ms Berejiklian is also urging people to stay at home and has warned lockdown could be extended beyond Friday. New South Wales is tightening COVID-19 restrictions in the state from 5 o'clock this afternoon. Under the updated rules, instead of 10 people exercising outdoors, only pairs of two will be allowed. Only one person per household should leave to purchase groceries or for essential purchases. The Premier is also encouraging people to shop online where possible. And from Sunday, funerals will be limited to 10 people attending. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says she's concerned about the situation as there are now 14,000 close contacts in the state compared to 7,000 yesterday.
Of the 10 people in ICU, one is in their 20s, one is in their 30s, one is in their 50s, and five are in their 60s, and two are in their 70s. This trend has to be turned around, and the only way we can do so is by seeing a decline in numbers. COVID cannot affect people if you do not come in contact with them.
Queensland has recorded no new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, but restrictions such as mask wearing and mandatory checking in at venues, shopping centres, indoor and outdoor events and aged care continue to remain in place for another week. More than 8,600 people remain in isolation, either in home quarantine or hotel quarantine in Queensland. Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young has thanked everyone who has gotten tested and gone into self-isolation over the past few weeks.
We're not totally out of it yet. We must keep up our quarantine and our testing. So thank you to every person over the last few weeks who's come forward and got tested. It's that working together as Queenslanders have been doing that has kept all of us safe.
There are currently 45 active cases in the state. National Cabinet is set to meet today and leaders are to discuss vaccinating Australia's disability workforce. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he is frustrated by the low vaccination rates among disability support workers after states and territories had already agreed to make the vaccines compulsory for them. Also on the agenda is the issue of home quarantine for those international travellers who are fully vaccinated. New South Wales and South Australia are likely to be the first states to participate in the pilot scheme. In sport, Australia's Nick Kyrgios has pulled out of the Tokyo Olympics after a decision by the organisers to go spectator-free. Kyrgios says playing without fans in the stadiums doesn't feel right. The tennis star also suggested an abdominal injury was a factor in his withdrawal. Tokyo 2020 President Seiko Hashimoto says banning fans from the Games was the only choice, given the state of emergency in the Japanese capital due to rising COVID-19 cases.
We wanted to have full stadiums so that people from the country could get involved in welcoming athletes and have the full presentation of the power of sports. However, we are now faced with rising COVID-19 infections, so we unfortunately have no other choice but to hold the games in a limited way.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth showers and a possible storm, 19 degrees. Adelaide, a possible late shower, 15. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 13. Hobart, much the same, 11 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two and 11. Wollongong, rain at times 16. Sydney, similar conditions and 14. Newcastle, much the same, 15. Brisbane, rain clearing later, 19. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, sunny, 32 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.